So when I met up with Anne, I wondered if it had been her idea to start the feeding station.
No, not really, because it was in the year of foot and mouth and the kites found me. I had put waste products onto the dung midden. If you kill a chicken, all the bits went on the dung midden, but since foot and mouth, all those rules have changed and the kites had been released and they came down to the midden. I didn't even know what a kite looked like, so I had to phone up and ask. And this will be late summer in 01 that the kites found me.
When did you then decide to develop it as a visitor attraction as well as an attraction for the kites?
It'll be early 03, I think. Uh-huh. Chris had phoned up and said, please keep feeding the kites to give them a base to hold them, which I did. And then it was 03 that I decided I'd put a hide up and let people enjoy the kites.
And it's not just the kites we enjoy, but the general farm life too. You farm all this land around here yourself?
Yes, I've got sheep and cattle.
And how do they work in with the kites?
No problem at all.
The kites don't eye them, of course.
No, it's quite funny really, because if the sheep get anywhere near the food that I've thrown out, with the kites diving, the sheep run away. But I tend to put the dog around them and move them before I feed.
And then when did you decide to make a liaison with the RSPB?
It was a Making Tracks grant that they gave people that had gone out with foot and mouth. Where it was a guy called Richard Houston that came in and got all the paperwork sorted out for the path round and the hide, and Chris had asked if he could use the hide. That's a pet lamb wanting its milk.
I thought that it must have been attached to you. He is very insistent. But very much part of the atmosphere, because the visitors, of course, coming to see the kites, many of them weren't have seen lambs.
They've never seen lambs. They haven't seen baby goats or even little ducks or chickens. It's not an open farm by any means, but they do see what is going on here.
And hear it as well.
Yes, and hear it.
And when is the best time for the birds? When do they come in to feed?
I feed them every day at 2 o'clock, but if folk come about 1:30, the birds start to gather up and collect in the trees. Winter time is lovely because there's no leaves on the trees and they can see them, although I can see some now.
Yes, down in that ash tree, yes. Yeah. So they come all year round to you?
They do, because this year we'll have last year's juveniles because they don't breed the first year. So we've always got last year's chicks to keep people occupied.
And what's the average number that you have, or what's the biggest number perhaps?
107 we had in December. Yeah. We've got a regular 40 plus at the moment.
Because the others are off breeding.
They're off breeding. There's at least 50 pair away breeding.
Yeah. And it must have brought a whole new dimension to your farm life.
Aye. I'm getting older now and a lot of things are getting harder, but the kites don't cope and they don't take foot rot, so they're easier to look after.
Well, this may be what you think is the end of your trail, if you've been with us since Crossmichael, and you've already been to the Kendee Reserve. But whether you have or not, as you'll see from the map, there are other parts outside the main circle, and you can hear about these sites on Track 15 for the Bistobrick Visitor Centre and Nielsen's Monument, and Track 16 for Historic Scotland's Threave Castle and the National Trust for Scotland's Kelton Mains Reserve.